Proverbs 21 verse 2, Mishlei Kaf Aleph, Pasuk Beit. Kol derech ish yashar be'enav. Every way or choice or manner of a person is right in his own eyes. Ve'tochein libot Adonai. But the Lord weighs hearts, or the Lord tests the heart. Kol derech ish yashar be'enav, ve'tochein libot Adonai. Every way of a person is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. This mashal, or proverb, offers great insight into human nature, because it lays open the fact that we can actually deceive ourselves or fool ourselves into believing something that is not true, and more radically, that we know is not true, at least on some level. It seems counterintuitive to say that every choice of a person is right in his or her own eyes, since we're all familiar with the experience of making a choice that seems uncertain or that we know somehow is wrong for us. Suppose you're on a diet and you know that if you eat this food here, that it would destroy your diet and be a setback, and yet you do it anyway. And yet, what this verse is saying is that there is a hidden part of ourselves that believes that every choice that we make is right and is for our ultimate good. This actually hails back to ancient philosophy, where Socrates said that no man willingly chooses to do evil, but always chooses what he thinks or she thinks to be the good, at least good for the moment, or the best good given the circumstances. So there's a sort of rationalization that occurs here, where the person can choose something that they, on the one hand, know is bad for them, and yet they think it is ultimately something they want and is therefore a greater good. And I do think that upon reflection, we do see that that is true to our experience as well. We might know that smoking is bad for us, but light up anyway. We might know that telling lies is wrong, and yet we still do so in some circumstances. We might know that it's not healthy for us to get angry or fearful about things in the world, and yet we still choose to do so. And this verse says that we ultimately are responsible for those choices, those deeper choices that we are making. We are responsible for talking ourselves into something. That's the meaning of the last phrase, Ve'tochein libot Adonai, but the Lord weighs or tests or measures the heart. In other words, he discerns what is really going on here. He understands and knows what our real motives are, even if we hide those real motives from ourselves. So this verse is a good one to meditate on because it warns us of the dangers of self-deception. I've written a few articles on self-deception on the Hebrew for Christians website, so go there and search for those if you're interested. Shalom for now, friends.